Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the Man Reinvented Show. I'm your host, Scott Taylor. I'm a former door-to-door salesman who gave up a six-figure income that I earned in just 4 months out of the year to pursue my passion of making a bigger impact in the world. This is the podcast where I talk with amazing people making big changes to fulfill their deeper purpose. Let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome everyone. This is the Man Reinvented Show with Scott Taylor as your host. I've got an amazing guy with me. I actually met him on a Facebook group. I was asking about closers and his name came up and here we are. Joey Rich, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
So guys, my name is Joey Rich. I'm currently managing a team full of closers, over 40 right now. I have partners in the Two Comic Club, very, very successful partners. And I'm just excited to be here, excited to be a guest, and excited to bring value.
Awesome. And you guys can find him. He's got a Facebook page. It's called High Ticket Sales Closing Mastermind for Entrepreneurs with Joey Rich. Mm-hmm. So go check it out. And you close currently for Kevin David, right? Or do you close for a bunch of other influencers?
My team does. I'm for Kevin David. And then my current influencer right now signed an NDA, so I can't really say his name, unfortunately.
That's fine.
But let's just say the influencer I'm posing for, he's one of the most known internet marketers out there. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. I can probably guess a couple names. Well, that's cool. Joey, what I like to do to kind of start things off sometimes, just kind of a really, you know, off the cuff question. What's something super quirky, dorky about yourself that no one would know?
That I like.
You like anime?
I really, really like anime. Like that's
okay. What's your favorite show?
Man,
or storyline?
I won't tell you, but I watch anime. Like all my anime fans right there, who's watching this, like. It's team anime right here, but like, you know, the I'll just do the relevant shows I'm watching now. I'm watching Black Clover. I'm watching Attack on Titan. I'm watching, what else am I watching? I'm watching like so many stuff. If I look at my Crunchyroll, I'll just look at the history and I'm just like going to see everything. But yeah, man, I'm a big anime guy.
Okay, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't got much into anime. I know probably the closest thing I got to that was when I was in high school. I read the Crow series. Did you ever read that comic book, the Crow series? Interesting stuff. So, well, cool, man. Yeah, I just do that just to get things a little light. So real quick, Joey, why don't you just kind of go through your backstory? I know I heard some of your Facebook stuff or seen a lot of your YouTube videos, and like you got fired. Is that how you got into high ticket closing?
Yeah, I actually got, it's funny. So before, like, just focusing on sales full-time, like, high ticket sales, right, high ticket closing, I was actually a personal trainer for a very long time. So I was a personal trainer for like, 2 going to 3 years. And 2 years ago, I believe. No, actually, last year, I actually got fired. It's not even been a year yet. So, like, 10 months ago, I was working as a full-time trainer. And the funny thing is, as a trainer, I was like Scott. I was looking for ways I can make income outside of my current job, of my current position, because I just hated where I was. I'd go to work and be like, man, I'm not fulfilling my potential. So outside of work, I'd make sure I'm focusing on other stuff to build my future. And I remember when I went to my job, and you know, you have that little voice in your head where it's just like, you know, something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I knew something was going to happen when I got fired. So I had a little voice telling me like, hey, you're about to get fired. And it was just a little voice in my head. I didn't know. I was just like, I didn't mind it. But in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm about to get fired. So one day I was sitting in the office, right? I was sitting with my friend, sitting down. I had my new manager come in, she opened the door. She was like, hey, Joseph, can we talk to you? So Joseph's my full name. So, hey, Joseph, can we talk to you? And I was like, sure, why not? And I looked to my coworker and I was like, watch, I'm going to get fired. And then he's like, no, you're not. Shut up. And then I walk down the hallway. I enter the private office of like, just like this to to the manager, and then there's a general manager that I've never seen before. There is another manager that I saw, and then the manager that pulled me in, she's like my boss as soon as she let me in, and she's so fake. She's one of those people where it's like, hey, we're best friends. And then as soon as she like sent me into office, she went ghost and I didn't see her. And then next you know, I'm sitting down, I look at the general manager, they're just like, yeah, can you explain a couple stuff to me? And I'm just like, yeah, and I explained things. Next thing they're like, all right, here's your last check. You're terminated immediately. And yeah, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. And then next thing you know, I was just like, and I had clients to train like 30 minutes right after that. And I was like, what about my clients? And they're like, yeah, we'll get that taken care of. Next thing you know, I was just like, wow, I really got fired. Went down, get my bags. They're walking me down. And then from there, that's when I was just like, fuck, my back's against the wall. I got bills to pay. And I need to get something going. And luckily, this is when I was actually in a Facebook group where I was with like-minded individuals taking a course. And then I just landed Kevin David as a client. And then I just built from there. So
what course were you going through online? Huh? What course were you going through online?
I was taking Dan Lok's course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The high ticket closers one.
Yeah. So I was
taking awesome.
A course. And then I met a lot of like-minded individuals there. And then I landed Kevin David as a client, and I was like, wow, this guy has too many leads for me to handle. So the best thing to do is to go ahead and create a team. And that's exactly what I did. So I created a small group of people, started off just me and Jake, and then we built it up. I acquired my VP of sales as of right now, Dylan Starr. And then we were just a slow team, and then we scaled and we scaled and we scaled and we scaled. And to this date, we're doing like over six figures a month in sales for Kevin. So it's freaking fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. So that's cool. So how many closers do you guys currently work with?
Oh man, just
I think he's like 40. Wow. Is that the right number?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So now you're selling
I do want to put out there, I'm always looking for new closers, right? I'm always looking for new closers. Because to be a part of my team is very, very intensive, right? We have lots of standards that we uphold. And the thing is, some closers that be on the team, you know, they're good for 1 month. Next, you know, the standards fall down and then we got to let them go. So there are closers out there. I'm always looking for really phenomenal closers. So if you're out there, join your Facebook group. I open up spots from month to month. So if anybody's interested in actually joining a team, closing for a major influencer, shameless plug on Scott's podcast.
Awesome. Awesome. Love the shameless plug. That's what this is all about, man. Well, that's cool, dude. So kind of tell me what you guys are closing on. Like with Kevin David, what's the price point you're selling?
So we're selling his regular courses, right? $2,000. And then all the way up to his secret mastermind, which is $25,000.
Awesome. And he's just giving you a straight commission off that.
Yep.
That's cool. So how long have you been doing this so far since you lost your job?
Since I lost my job. I've not done anything since.
So that's been what, like you said, like 9 months ago?
Yeah, like 9 or 10 months. Like when is October? That'll be my like 1 year.
Oh, it's October?
Yeah. Okay.
October. Well, I saw a live that Dan Lok and Kevin David did at Funnel Hackers Live where they were talking about finding high ticket closers.
Yeah.
You were probably involved with him back when he did that then, right?
Yeah, I was with Kevin back then. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually like built the entire sales side as far as phone goes.
Okay.
We didn't have that set up yet, and then we met and collabed, and then we built from there. Yeah.
Super cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, Dan. It looks like Dan Lok and him kind of had an agreement or something because you were one of Dan Lok's students. So that's sweet, man. Well, tell me about, I guess, your sales process when you get on the phone with one of your leads, like what's the process you take people through in order to qualify them and close them?
The way I look at sales is very simple, right? The way I would say the sales process is, if I could just do one quote, is helping people invest out of their problem and not selling them.
I like that.
Or information. Because that's really all people are in sales for, or in products. They're trying to invest in outside. They're trying to invest out of a problem they're currently having. So what I do in my sales process is I try to dig deep into what it is actually that is they're trying to invest out of. So for example, right, the problem is they don't have enough money. They can't pay for their college tuition, or they can't have money saved for their college tuition. Their problem is, right, their spouse doesn't really look at them the same way because they've been a entrepreneur for the last 5 years and they actually never had an actual sustainable business, right? Because it's actually, and then the thing is they want to invest, you know, out of that problem. They want their spouse to look at them and like, wow, I'm proud of my husband for actually creating a business, creating an empire. He says who he says he is. And then the thing is, like, for example, college tuition, people are trying to invest in their college education. People aren't buying information. They're trying to invest into the problems, you know, to get out of it. Yeah. So that's my sales process, is really diving deep, obviously introduction, setting the tone, setting the agenda, you know, like the technical stuff. But the core basis of it, of what I do, is really seeing what's their problem and really dive deep into it to make sure that, hey, the consequences of not taking action today, investing today with what we have, our solution, right, is you're going to have the same consequences, even worse, in the next 12 months. So we need to make sure we take action today to make sure that the next 12 months doesn't end up like the last 12 months. So my job is to make sure, you know, I find the problem, I help them invest out of it, and I inspire the action for them to make the decision to say, hey, I need to do this now. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I say my sales process go. It's usually, I'm a big, like, philosophy kind of guy. Like, it's always about the philosophy, the core, the fundamentals, and then like the scripts and stuff like that. That's like third.
Yeah. I've found in my conversations over the phone, it's really a framework I try to follow. It's not necessarily a script.
Yeah.
Because every conversation is so different and unique, and so I just try to hit the really important things.
Yeah.
Make sure I don't miss any of those. But so it's kind of digging deeper, right?
Yeah.
So if they tell you, you ask them a question and they answer it, usually they're kind of giving you a surface answer. And so you ask, well, tell me a little bit more about that, and deeper, and you finally get down to, well, really, I just want to feel like I'm the man of the house and my wife has respect for me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the core issue.
That deep, you know, majority of the times you do want it to be like deep, but you need to make sure they feel the consequence of not taking action.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest things. It's really diving into that pain and just be like, just opening it up and just go, look at reality.
This
is the situation. Like, I had a call today with a guy. He tried to sound like he was big and macho. It's like, yeah, man, I'm in the CBD business. I've been doing it for 2 years. Yeah, I'm just trying to get more customers. All right. And I was like, cool, man. So I was like, okay, so cool. So, well, before that, he's like, in the CBD business. Okay, so for how long? Oh, 2 years. Okay, cool. So what can we help you with? Oh, I want more customers. Okay, what in the past 2 years have you done to try to get more customers? I've done this, I've done that. Okay, what have you guys succeeded last month in revenue-wise? Well, that's the thing. That's why I want more customers. I did less than 1,000. And I'm like, okay, so you did this for 2 years, and last month you've only generated less than $1,000. Can you explain me a little bit more about that? And then just dive deeper and deeper and deeper. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because people are like, prospects, man, people are going to try to sound cooler than what they really are. But
absolutely.
And it's just like, you're in this phone call for a reason, right? So let's get into that.
Yep.
So really the problem for him, like, dude, and then we discovered that. I was like, the problem is not customers. The problem is the lack of skill, the lack of knowledge, right? The lack of execution into doing the right things, right? That's what was discovering the phone call. And he was like, wow, you're absolutely right. I didn't even know this. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Good example there. Where do you see your agency going at this point? Your closing agency, like, where do you want to be in a year? What's your goals?
Revenue wise, well, let's just say my goal right now is to work with I'd say like two more whales of the industry. Currently, currently, well, I'm not going to name their names, but I'm trying to work with two more whales in the industry just to provide more value to the marketplace. But I'll just do a number goal revenue wise. Hopefully in the next 6 months, get to like $83,000 in rev. We're very closely there, but I that's where I really want to make sure we hit like in a month, like $83,000 in a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you said last month, I thought you said last month you did 100,000. Is that what, did I hear you wrong or?
Sales.
Oh, 100,000 is sales.
Okay. But my personal revenue for my
profit business. For your company, your business. Yeah.
Revenue for my business.
Okay. Good goal, like, man. Like that's this, awesome.
Like for example, like when closers would be like, I did this in sales, but I was like, what's the commission? The commission is really small. I'm just like
10%.
Yeah. Like, it's not really that big, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. As I've looked around at all these different options, there's so many different commissions out there. I mean, you hear 10% a lot, 15%. The other day I heard 25% for a $5,000 thing. It's like, whoa.
No, that's very rare.
So, yeah. But, well, cool, man. So I guess what's a good question for someone that's looking for high ticket? Say someone's looking for a high ticket position. They want to be a closer for a company like yours or somebody else's. What are the good questions that you think you need to ask that you get out of the influencer to make sure the leads are good and it's a good situation for a closer?
Oh, like good qualifying questions?
Well, not necessarily that. Like, say I was interviewing you and I wanted to come on as one of your team members. What are the things that I should ask or someone should ask that's trying to find a closing position?
Oh, dude, the fucking questions they want like answers. Like, for example, like, and then future pace. I always do that. That's one of my like secret ninja shit that I do all the time is I future pace. Like, I always be like, okay, so let's say that I start closing for you, right? Typically, like, name me, the best characteristics of the closers right now, so I can ensure that, you know, it's up to the same standards that I hold myself to.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll start. It's closing, bro. You gotta.
Yeah. So you're closing the position for you to close in, basically, right?
Yeah. Next, because if you ask them questions, they're gonna tell you exactly what they want. Oh, uh-huh. I want to be doing this. I want my closers to be doing this. I want my closers to be doing this. And then another thing too that you could ask is this is even an interview question you could ask. So it's like, okay, let's say I'm on board, right? Right. There's two people I'm on board. 6 months from now, how do you know you made the right decision on onboarding them? And then from there, they'd be like, I know I made the right decision if they do this, if I do that, if I do this. I mean, this is exactly what I did to actually land the influencer I'm closing for.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm so serious. These are the exact questions I've asked. And it's just, and then it's just like, let's get personal, man. What are you really looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for example, the VP of sales, he was just like, man, I'm really looking for someone who's just coachable, type A personality. You know, they're willing to relentlessly just go at it no matter what. And I was just like, yeah. I mean, like, you talk to them. You're just like, man, I mean, wouldn't those things, like, wouldn't showing up to all your phone calls being coachable, shouldn't that be like a normal thing? And get on the same page as them. Just get on the same page of them. So that's what I always do. I always get on the same page of them. So it's like, I don't know how to say it.
Figure out their pain points, what they want, and you line yourself up with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know what the problem is, and I just line myself as the solution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
This is what you don't fucking do. This, like, please don't do this, guys. Because I get people wanting to be a part of my team, like, oh, this frustrates me when they're just like, how can I provide value to you? Like, that is one of the worst questions, because it's just like, it's so vague, and so many people ask that. Please don't just ask, how can I provide more value to you? Because one, it shows that you didn't try. Two, it's a vague question. And three, it's just like, there's so many problems with the influencer where it's just like, I don't know how you can bring value to me. You tell me. And just preference wise, just realize that a lot of the influencers, right? They're like, they're business owners. They don't like, they don't like fluff kind of questions. They're like, they like specific, precise questions that like, wow, I have to think about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get to the point, basically.
Yeah, let's get to the point.
Yep. That's awesome.
Seriously, get to the point.
Now, what are the, I guess with the influences you're looking at to close for with your team, are you seeing a lot of them basically getting most of their leads through like a free lead gen where they're giving something of value for their email and then maybe upselling them to something for $50 and then they talk to you, or what's the process?
I usually work with clients that already have like webinars established and $1 million in sales.
Okay.
Yeah. Webinar, like they have, like typically like the influencer, you would like, this should be the standard, is working with the influencer where if you want to do inbounds, right, is where they have a whole funnel specifically for inbounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, obviously, ad, webinar, and then pre-frame, and then closing call.
Okay. Okay. So you guys aren't doing like the setter closer type thing, a two call close.
No, no. Okay. For me, my team is dope. What we've done. So what we've done is we have like two separate teams. We have an outbound team, like straight cold calling and closing, and we have a straight inbound team.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you're doing the going for the cold, huh?
Yeah, it's cold leads and hot leads, and all at the end of the day, a lead's a lead, and we try to close every single one of them.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. Well, going through this process, Joey, what do you think one is like two of the most valuable lessons that you've learned as you've gone from losing your job to developing this process of being a closer? What are the two biggest valuable lessons you've learned?
Focus on one thing at a time.
What do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that is, is what I see too much with closers, right? I see this a lot because I'm friends with a lot of them. I see closers, and then next thing you know, they're a high ticket closer. Then they're trying to be a copywriter. Then they're trying to be a, they're trying to have an agency. Then they're trying to be a consultant. Then they're trying to find influencers themselves. And then they're trying to, they're still trying to, they're still in their job, right? Just focus one thing at a time. That's what I did. That's like simplify things. That's one of the biggest lessons I could give, is simplify things. Look at your biggest problem and look at the number one solution to it. For me, if I'm a closer, I don't have an influencer, what's my biggest problem? Not that I like not closing calls or building rapport with a customer.
You need an influencer.
That's my biggest problem, is finding an influencer. Simplify your problems. Okay, so what do I need to do? I need to land an influencer. Okay, what's the best way to land an influencer? And just start asking yourself really simple questions and just execute. Okay, I don't have any influencers. Let me do this strategy. Let me DM 100 influencers a video, right? Okay, that didn't work. Let me just freaking call influencers. Okay, that didn't work. Let me look at fucking job sites. Just focus on one thing at a time. Okay, next thing you know, you land influencer. All right, what's the best thing I can do now? Hone the freaking closing skill, close deals. Uh-huh. So the thing is, just don't get distracted. And then the thing is, when you're focusing on that one thing, don't try to do other things at the same time. Don't try to start a new online passive business. Don't try to watch things that are irrelevant to your goal. Focus on the goal and just have laser beam focus. And then the thing is, I taught this lesson to my team yesterday. We had a main team meeting yesterday. And to quote, the grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Absolutely.
So guys, whatever you're doing out there, water your grass, stay in your lane, because the grass on the greener other side is just a freaking delusion. Everything requires work. Everything requires focus. Everything requires, you know, dedication. But the thing is, it starts with watering what you already have and nurturing it and building up to the results you want to. So number one lesson is just focus, just one thing at a time, and don't distract yourself with other things that pop up, because they're going to come. They're going to come. You're going to have friends, and next thing you know, the new Shopify dropshipping thing comes out, and you have affiliate marketing comes out, and then you have Amazon FBA. You just have all of them. Focus on closer. Mm-hmm. That's one valuable lesson. Two, I would say that's like a super, super valuable lesson to me, is is understanding just patience. Just be patient. Trust, like, literally, it's the boringest shit in the world. Trust the process.
Yeah. You'll get
results. Like, it's so, like, and I was a victim to this. Like, I want to be a millionaire tomorrow. I want to be a million tomorrow. I want to land an influencer today. But then just do the work and the results will come.
Yep.
That's really all it's
gonna consistent do. Work.
That's really it. Consistent work. Like, and the thing is, I'm going to let you, like success, the tips, they're the most unsexy tips ever. Focus on one thing, don't get distracted, and then just stay consistent. That shit's not sexy. That shit's what gets results.
Yeah.
So that's why I focus on, because I'm a results oriented guy. So I want to tell people to do things that's going to get results. So the things I get results is laser beam focus, right? Watering the grass that you already have, and just staying consistent every day.
Yep.
Every day, that's it.
Good words from Joey Rich.
Yeah, man, that's it. I mean, you do sales yourself, Scott. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have to be consistent out on the doors. When I used to sell door to door, I mean, dude, you're an island of yourself. There is no one to depend on. You eat what you kill.
Yeah,
and it's a numbers game. You know, I was out on the doors by 9 a.m. and I knock till dark every day. Take like an hour lunch. And that's what it took me, you know?
Every day, right?
Every day, even Saturdays.
And in your month, right, you had pretty commissions because of that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So it's like, Scott, this is the freaking host of the podcast. He's doing it. He's that consistency is it.
Yep. That's what it takes. But yeah, it's those headlines. Like, I did this in 3 months' time. Million plus. I mean, those headlines catch people's eyes because it's
a hook, man.
You know, it's a hook. It's what it is. It's a hook. So,
your attention.
And then you get into their webinar and they're like, look, this takes work, guys. Focus on this one thing and be consistent. Just what Joey said.
Yeah, seriously. Like when you see good marketing, just be like, wow, that's good marketing, but I'm not going to fall for that trap because I already have something going.
Yeah.
Tell yourself that. You're like, shit.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Well,
just one more thing. Like, internet marketers, we know the the biases. Like, what's the word before that? It's like social bias. I don't know, but it's biases. And basically, there's a good book on it called Influence by Robert Cialdini.
I think.
But basically, cognitive biases.
Cognitive biases. Okay.
Internet marketers master that stuff to have you convert as a sale. So just remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, and just be aware.
Yeah.
Because I fell into that trap. So that's why I have to say it. I have to say it. I fell into that trap.
Well, we're all selling you sell by emotion, by getting people to feel.
Yeah.
And good marketers know how to say it, put a headline out there with some emojis and crap. To make you feel something at a deep core level. And they hijack salespeople hijack your brain in a way. So
they do.
It's amazing. It's like the most ninja stuff out there.
Yeah. And obviously, like, as a salesperson, ethical, so, you know, we do it for a reason, right?
Yep.
So you take action that's going to change your life, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, use for evil. But so far it's funny because I've been in sales for a very long time and I've never really met a salesperson who's really all about themselves. And usually when I do figure that out, like when you do see somebody who's just selling for their personal gain, personal benefit, people have a high BS meter. Like, they could sense if you're just trying to sell them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can see right through it. See it from a mile away.
Yeah. It'd be like Scott. Be like Scott and just close the deals because what you're offering is great.
Yep. Well, Joey, other than that one book, I was going to ask you, what are some good books that you recommend people to start out reading if they're just getting into this game?
Closing
books.
Well, when it comes to sales, there's fuck, man. Like, you can read all the books in the world. There's nothing like real world experience. So,
amen, brother. Like, put yourself in a selling situation and then you learn how to sell. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you'll learn more from actually doing it than actually reading from books. Like, for example, like a sport, like let's say you want to learn how to play basketball, right? And then the thing is, reading books on the best basketball, reading books on the best shoes, reading books on the best, you know, crossovers, it's good. It'll give you the knowledge. Reading books of the, like, playbooks, it's good, right? Uh-huh. But that's not related to the skill that's actually on the court, right? So, for example, who's going to be way better? As someone who just picks up the ball and just starts shooting, right? Even though they don't know what the hell they're doing, or uh-huh. someone all the books and just consumes and consumes and consumes.
Yep. Yeah, this is a sport that you have to engage in, just like basketball.
Yeah, sales is a sport.
Yep.
That's right. Scott, yep. You got it.
This is a sport, buddy.
But what I do recommend, man, if there's a book, I know Pitch Anything. It's a really good book. Makes you understand it. But to be completely honest, when I got started in sales as a personal trainer, I never read any books. I do have one. How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic. Yep.
I read that one book for my personal training when I was a personal trainer. And I just applied all the fucking shit. I applied your first name all the time. I applied smiling at them. I applied getting excited when I see them. I applied all the principles. And next you know, I ended up being the top salesman.
There you go.
It works, but the book didn't get me results, guys. It's the infield experience and then seeing what I can improve and then just doing it over and over and over again.
Practice it. Yep. Yeah.
So but, honestly, if you're a rookie, I'd say the best thing to do is just get a sales job. If you're a closer, just get a sales job. If you don't have experience, get a sales job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. I think you're probably about ready to wrap up, but you got to get on a call yourself, right? A sales call.
7 minutes. Yep.
All right, man. Well, Joey, it has been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate you being on here. You added a lot of value to my audience. A quick shout out. If you guys want to find him, go to High Ticket Sales Closing Mastermind for Entrepreneurs by Joey Rich. It's a Facebook group. I'm part of it. So come in there. I'll welcome you in. That's how you find him. So Joey, thanks again, man. And everyone that's watching, if you like what you're seeing, if you like the guests that we're having on here, go give me some, go subscribe, but give me some comments, give me some feedback, and also share it with people you know that are just feeling stuck and they want to reinvent themselves. Okay. So, all right, everyone. Thanks again, Joey. You guys have a good one.
Happy to be here.